Hi, my name's Phyllis Beck, and I live at 444 East Patapsco Avenue. It's my cat, Raven. She's still a kitten yet. Not even a year old. A handful. Aren't you, baby girl?
I was walking a friend to go see her boyfriend, and a SUV struck me from behind. I flew up and hit the windshield, rolled off, cut my left leg on the guardrail all the way down to the bone, and rolled down the rock embankment. They had to fly me in by medevac because they were afraid I was going to die. My name is Anthony Beck, and I live at 444 East Patapsco Avenue.
And you're Phyllis's son?
Yes, sir.
The hospital called me about 1:30 in the morning. No way to get there until the following, later on that morning, because the buses weren't running. I didn't have money for a cab, so, and then when I get in there, it was just like, they told me he had 2 hematomas, which is why he has the memory loss.
It messed up my memory. I forget what part. I think it's the long-term memory. I have a real hard time remembering the past, but I can remember from, like, when I was hit until now.
What's it feel like to not be able to remember anything from your own childhood?
I hate it. At times it makes me so upset I just want to sit there in the corner and cry. But I'm tough through it. I thought I was going to pretty much be wheelchair bound. I actually even asked them, would I be able to walk again? And they told me it's a big possibility I wouldn't, but I came through because I told him, I'm not going to let this stop me. And I pushed and pushed myself to start walking more and more. And I actually started walking before I should have.
In a way, it's like you became a brand new person after this happened.
Yeah, pretty much. It's taught me to just be happy that I have what I have and don't let anybody get to you.